With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled, Have a Positive Vision and Attitude, via video conference with our association members in San Jose, California, USA, on July 10th, 2008.
Thank you. Just maybe a small story, if I can share with you. I was walking in a cow pasture.
Yeah.
And one of them came up to me. I was feeding him. And a couple came by, they're regulars, and they were surprised. They were like, you know, usually they don't let people come by them. And I was just like, fine. It was very comfortable. And then I saw them later and I told them, I think it's because I'm vegan. They know I'm not going to harm them. And so they started thinking, and then we got into a discussion. I'm like, that's why in India they're holy, sacred, and they're, you know, they're allowed to roam free. And so we started talking about vegetarianism, and they are going to try and incorporate that into their diet.
That's good.
Thank you, Master.
So a cow can even make people become vegan, huh? By being there. Good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, he approached me.
Master, can I share a story with you?
Sure.
Because you were saying that, you know, we are actually elevating, and it actually is true. There's a lot of drought happening in California, and we've had some fires about a month and a half ago. And so we went and covered it for Supreme Master Television because it was very close. And we interviewed the head of Animal Rescue because there's a lot of animals where we live. There are horses, there are cows, there are, you know, lots of animals. And we interviewed the woman, and she told us, it was so amazing how everybody came together. The feed store came and delivered tons of food for the horses, for the cows, for the goat and the sheep. And everybody came together, looked after each other. She was so touched.
Yes.
In a case of emergency like that,
yes,
everybody came and helped for each other.
Right.
And the thing that happened that was amazing is after we were done with the interview, we gave her the flyer and then the little card for Supreme Master Television. And she looked at it and she said, oh my God, I recognize this person. I just got a book in the mail called The Noble Wild. It is the most beautiful book. I don't know why we received it. We were so touched by receiving it. These are people that take care of animals, right? That they spend their life helping them and when they're in danger or everything. And it turned out that some of our brothers and sisters had donated some books, you know, to different organizations and especially animal organization, you know, because they were doing beautiful work.
Yes.
And it was so wonderful to hear that she had received the book a few weeks before.
Yes.
And then she found out that we were the one, you know, behind it. So it was just wonderful. And we did ask, you know, if some of them were vegetarian, and we realized that most people are very kind. Our nature is kindness and is, yes, compassion. And just somehow along the line, we disconnected ourselves with that. So if we can remind people, if we can, you know, they love their dogs, they love their cats, you know, they love their horses. If,
yes,
we can take them from there, then they will make the step because they feel that love. They feel that connection.
That's right.
It's just that,
right,
they don't extend it all the way.
That's right.
So
that's
all we need to do. That's all we need to do.
Yes, yes. Dogs and cats and domestic animals, they are there to bridge the gap, you see, between human and other beings. But somehow, it is bridge, but they do not walk over the bridge. That's the problem.
That's right.
So we are doing the holding hand to lead them across the bridge.
Right.
And don't worry if you don't succeed, okay? It's what you do that counts. And when it comes to the words that nobody even listens, then it's okay. We're doing what we have to do as a noble being.
Yes, Master.
I don't expect anything.
Actually, we had a friend that we've known for 15 years that he's known that we've been vegetarian for, you know, almost 20 years. And he kept kind of eating meat here and there and fish, and we kept telling him, you've got to grow up. You've been in the New Age movement. You read spiritual books and you still don't understand. But we told him it's his responsibility, it's his decision.
Yes.
And then last week we went to a vegetarian restaurant and we had dinner with him. And we were working on him a little bit because it's like, you know, it's urgent now. You know, this is not luxury.
Yes.
And I kind of came through me. I said, you don't want to have blood in your hand when you eat. And he's like, I don't want to have blood in my hand when I eat. And at that point he said, that's it. You're going to take me to a store, show me how to cook vegetarian, and that'll be over. And it's been 15 years that we've known him and that, you know, he's been dragging his feet. And then all of a sudden he got it. So there's hope.
Yes. You see, sometimes just one sentence, they hit the nail, on the head.
That's it.
Yeah, it's just a time also. It's a time of the consciousness now.
Yeah, and if we speak with our heart, they'll hear it.
Yes.
That's the most important part.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Your work has borne fruit after 15 years. It's good.
Yeah.
Sometimes to plant a tree take longer also.
Right.
Yeah?
Okay. Right. Right.
It's good.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
for you,
Master.
If you cheer up a little, hey? Okay. You see, most of the time, the near one are the most difficult to convince. It's funny. It's like that.
Master, we found out about a website where you can actually have a vegan starter kit mailed to any friend, as long as you know their address.
Yes.
And it will automatically send.
Yes.
So if you want, we'll have him send it to Supreme Master Television. Maybe they can tell everybody about it.
Yeah, sure. We can do that, of course.
I have an inspirational idea, something that we're starting in our neighborhood. We're putting together flyers and we're distributing them about global warming and methane and the whole meeting and eating and not. We're trying to see how we can incorporate the teaching into children and how they can contribute and be conscious and also do some volunteer work. And so we've designed this little group called Green Meals on Wagon Wheels. So five-year-olds and six-year-olds taking their wagons, and we're collecting plant-based canned foods from our neighbors and donating it to the homeless. And so it's just an idea that we had to share with other communities who are trying to get their children involved as well.
Is it working, your idea?
We're just implementing it now. We're still doing the flyer and doing it.
Well, the parents have to be okay with it, okay?
Yes. All the children actually are vegetarian that we have in mind.
Make it fun and simple, not make it like a work.
And we're calling it eco-eating, becoming an eco-eater opposed to just saying the vegan word, to introduce the idea.
All right.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I have a question regarding the poem that you write from the big point of view. It was a really touching poem. I shed tears, when I heard it. Sometime last year, I was thinking of writing a story to post it in our magazine or Supermaster TV. But I didn't know. I'm not good in writing or writing a poem. So I just prayed Master, help me to do something like that. And then your poem coming up, I said, oh my God, that's just about the right time. And now I'm thinking, because it's so touching and it affects a lot of people, like you said, make 100,000 people turn vegetarian just because of that poem.
More.
So I was thinking of using that poem to send it to more people, like to celebrities, which is have more effect to a lot of people, because a lot of people do look up to celebrities as their role models, and some of them can affect like millions of people worldwide, like some of them like a famous talk show host or singers or things like that. And I was thinking of using your poems along with maybe some regarding vegetarian.
Okay.
I don't know if I maybe convinced them, but maybe later time they will think about turning vegetarians. Yeah. And then once they've turned vegetarian, that may affect all the fan and all that too.
Sure, sure.
So it got a big domino effect.
Yeah.
So my question is, might I use your poem
to them? Sure, sure. It's free. It's free.
So, and also regarding vegetarian too, like you said that recently, 1/5 of the population of the world turned vegetarians. So I got really excited. May I share with you my inner experience?
Sure.
In a dream, I saw that I was walking atop the hill, and all of a sudden, I see a lot of balloons floating up into the mid sky. And then when I took a close look at it, I saw it's the people, not balloons. And I thought, oh my God, I have to fly up with them. Then I start flying up, and it seemed by when I get closer to them, I see most of our disciples. And I flew up with them, and then I stopped somewhere in the middle of the cloud and take a rest, and I just woke up. And when I woke up, I told myself, is it the ascension that Master told about me, the upliftment? So I just like to share that, hopefully, give some our brother and sister that encouragement or some hopes.
Oh, they know.
Yeah.
They don't have hope. They know. Okay, thank you. It's a good dream.
We really thank you for enlightening us with your wisdom. We thank you for spending time with us.
You're welcome.
We thank you for your love and care for us and all the beings on the planet.
You're welcome. Welcome.
We love you, Master.
I love you too, guys. I thank you also for being good children, for being noble and kind to everybody, and for loving me. Thank you for your love.
Thank you. Bye, Master.
See you soon. Ciao.
It's a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you much love and peace under Heaven's grace.